Welcome.
Ben.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Ben.
How are you doing this fine day?
I am actually doing quite well today. Been quite restful.
It's a beautiful day here where I am, anyway.
It's also beautiful here, and hopefully beautiful for our listeners by the time they listen to it. We will be in social isolation for... This is our third episode, doing it long distance.
Yes, our third episode. Thank you for bearing with us as we do a long-form episode dealing with some of the audio issues that arise when you are doing podcasting by distance.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your patience. Hopefully the quality of the episode makes up for that, because I think it was one of our best episodes, Chris.
Do you? I mean, I do. I haven't listened to it, so... I mean, I was there when we recorded it, but haven't listened to it yet, so hopefully you're right.
Well, I had to listen to it because I was editing it, so.
that would make sense.
I enjoyed it.
Well, good.
Hopefully you did too, fair listener. This time we're back for another mini-sode.
Yes. So, Ben.
Hi.
We had talked about a couple of ideas when we talked for this mini-sode. Did you decide on which one you wanted to talk about?
Well, the one that's springing to my mind at the moment is I just wanted to talk about something I watched recently. And that was The Legend of the Lone Ranger.
The Legend of the Lone Ranger.
Yes, not just The Lone Ranger, but The Legend of... So The Legend of the Lone Ranger is a 80s Western, and since we're about to talk about 80s Westerns, and I just read a book about Lou Grade, who was kind of a movie mogul around that time, and for quite a few years in Great Britain, based in Great Britain, I saw that in the book that he had did this Western in the 80s called The Legend of the Lone Ranger, and I'm a big Lone Ranger fan from way back in the day, since childhood. And I'd never seen The Legend of the Lone Ranger, and I was like, well, I think I had better watch this. And so I did.
And what did you think?
It is widely regarded as a disaster. much like the 2013 Lone Ranger reboot with Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer. I don't think that reputation is quite as deserved as I don't think it deserves quite as bad a reputation as it has.
Which one? The 80s or? Yeah,
the 80s version.
Okay.
However, it's definitely not a good movie. It's definitely a fun movie. Maybe so bad it's good in some areas. But it's absolutely beautiful. It's shot by Laszlo Kovacs, famous cinematographer who's known for Easy Rider and several others. And the director's a cinematographer, well-known cinematographer as well, so they obviously had great visuals. I want to say it was the first Western for both of them. No, that's not true. But possibly the first Western for Laszlo Kovacs. And I just enjoyed a refreshing take on the Lone Ranger lore.
How was it different from earlier versions that you were a big fan of?
Well, the kind of like classic version of the Lone Ranger is very square. So the original, it started off life as a radio show. And the creator had these rules that the Lone Ranger can never drink, smoke, there can't be any profanity. It was supposed to be a very clean, family-friendly kind of show. And this version of the Lone Ranger from the 80s was somewhat updated with the times. So you see blood when people get shot. Is there a train going past you?
There is, actually, and I apologize, my window is open because, as I may have mentioned, my office is stuffy.
Well, I think that's actually appropriate because there was a train chase in this film, as there is in the 2013
I mean, Lone Ranger, so it fits just perfectly. Special effects that we've added to improve your story, Ben.
I added it in post. what was I saying? Oh, so the 80s Lone Ranger was definitely, the film is rated PG, and which, there's
in the
there's
80s
blood.
That's, I mean, that's kind of like PG-13 for the early 80s.
Kind of, yeah. So, it's a bit more grown up in some ways. There's a bit of a, one of the reviews I read for it said it can't decide if it wants to be a revisionist Western, like High Plains Drifter or McCabe and Mrs. Miller or something like that, or if it just wants to be a retro Western and kind of harken back to the era of Rio Bravo.
Right.
And it does kind of live with one foot in both of those worlds. Because, of course, the Lone Ranger was the franchise of that world in the 50s. He was one of the blockbuster Western cowboys. So it's an upgraded version. The story itself is pretty similar. There's some of the same... it's an origin story about the Lone Ranger, which, of course, has been done a lot of times in a lot of different ways. So it's a familiar story. The one thing they added that I actually really liked was they had a young John Reed, or Lone Ranger later, rescue Tonto. So they became blood brothers in boyhood when he saved Tonto's life. And then, of course, later, Tonto saves the Lone Ranger's life. So it just gave them a bit more connection than just... I think in the 2013 version, Tonto's just some random Indian who comes across the Lone Ranger and saves his life, and we don't know why, out of the kindness of his heart.
Right.
But this has a little bit more depth and backstory to it. It also has a great supporting cast. Jason Robards plays Ulysses S. Grant, and he gets kidnapped by Christopher Lloyd.
So... I love Christopher Lloyd.
I love both of those men. They're great actors. So they get to play some scenes together and do an excellent job with a somewhat lackluster screenplay. So that's very enjoyable. The score is by John Barry, so of course it's beautiful. John Barry, he of James Bond fame.
Okay. Imagine he's getting quite a bit of business at that time.
He was indeed. He also had just done Disney's The Black Hole, which is a film I think we've talked about before.
Briefly, I think. I think we've mentioned it.
Kind of in a similar category. Didn't do too well at the box office, but I have a bit of a soft spot for movies like that. So yeah, that's the Legend of the Lone Ranger from 1981.
So
the kind of oddity about it is the man who played the Lone Ranger won Clinton Spilsbury.
Is that Clinton or Quinton? With a Q.
It's Clinton with a K.
Clinton with a K.
Yeah, very unusual name. And apparently a very unusual guy, because they dubbed out his voice, and he never has acted in anything since. He hasn't done any interviews, and nobody knows what happened to him. So if you're listening to this, and you know the whereabouts of Clinton Spilsbury, feel
or
free
Clinton
to reach
Spilsbury
out.
Clinton Spilsbury is listening to this right now.
Exactly. Maybe he is. Reach out to us and let us know. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah,
hear your side of the story. But yeah, it's a mystery. Who was that masked man, anyway?
That sounds like a good ending there, Ben.
It does. Well, thanks for listening to me ramble about the Lone Ranger. I could talk about it for longer, but this is only a mini-sode.
If you are fascinated by 80s Westerns, tune in next time to our Westerns by the Decade series as we cover another Western from the 80s.
Silverado.
Silverado. All right.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe. Share us with a friend. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email. popstorian@gmail.com.
Of course, email.
carrier pigeon. And we will talk to you next time.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Chris.